Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 1, 1805. All canoes safely through the Great Chute. Near today's journal entry, Clark sketches a remarkable map of the Columbia River and the Great Chute that shows the narrowing of the river and the beginning of tidewater on the river. Today, he tells the story of the portage around the chute.
A very cool morning, wind hard from the northeast. The Indians who arrived last evening took their canoes on their shoulders and carried them below the Great Chute. We set about taking our small canoe and all the baggage by land, 940 yards of bad, slippery, and rocky way. The Indians, we discovered, took their loading the whole length of the portage 2.5 miles to avoid a second chute, which appears very bad to pass, and through which they passed their empty canoes. Great numbers of sea otters. They are so cautious that I, with difficulty, got a shot at one today, which I must have killed, but could not get him as he sunk. We got all our baggage over the portage of 940 yards, after which we got the four large canoes over by slipping them over the rocks on poles placed across from one rock to another, and at some places along partial streams of the river. In passing those canoes over the rocks, three of them received injuries which obliged us to delay to have them repaired. Captain William Clark, November 1, 1805.
Captain Clark continued in this rather long journal entry, describing the Indians and their commerce with the whites down the river. He described the Indians as dirty in the extreme, both in person and in their cooking. He went on to say, "They wear their hair loose, hanging in every direction, their noses are all pierced, and when they are dressed, they have a long, tapered piece of white shell or wampum pushed through the nose." The sea otters, Clark mentions, were probably harbor seals. Sea otters live in salt water, and the river here contains fresh water. Tomorrow, the final leg to the sea.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.